Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I began a few days ago, Sir, I Have No Man. And we looked very briefly at the gospel account recorded in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John, where Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he passed by what was called the Pool of Bethesda, where many sick folk were gathered because they were waiting when the angel came to stir the waters. Whoever got in there first was healed miraculously. And there was a poor man that had been there for 38 years. He was sick for 38 years with his infirmity. And Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? And his objection was, well, I've been here all this time, and my problem is I don't have anybody to get me in the water. And Jesus gave command, and he said, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And that is what God is speaking to our hearts today. I was making a comparison, if you will, that there are many churches, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of thereof. They may have a Christian title or name above their church door, but there's no power there. There's no life. And it's for that very reason that the church attendance has gone down in all the major mainline denominations. Why? Because if ever we need the power of God, if ever we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit, if we ever need to allow the Holy Spirit to move freely, you know, but most church services are so structured, the Holy Spirit could move if He wanted to. And so, beloved, we have to understand that Jesus is the head of His church, and He has the sovereign right to say whatever happens when the saints gather together. Yes, those who are under authority of the Spirit of God, the pastor, I mean, whoever is in leading that congregation, they have scriptural authority and right to hear from God, to be able to minister in a timely way to the needs of the people as effective under-shepherds. But beloved, so many in church church circles are like that poor group of sick people gathered around waiting for something spiritual to happen to them. And what we need is a personal encounter with Jesus, just like the impotent man when Jesus spoke to him directly, and immediately that work was done. We need people who are not only desiring to know this God that we serve, but those that are hungering to cast everything at His feet, to be as radical, to be as fanatic, if you will, as the early church. They had all things in common, not that God is asking us to go back to a communal lifestyle, but that same kind of zeal, that same kind of love, that same kind of unity, that same kind of generous heart, the same kind of heart that Jesus had. They saw the disciples and they perceived they had been with Jesus. Ignorant, unlearned, uneducated people, fishermen, they spoke with power and anointing and authority because of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, we need that today. Jesus is talking to His church. We hear, I mean, there's literal a record that John wrote down for us. It's called the Book of Revelation. In those opening chapters, there are messages to the seven churches. Some have said, well, they were literal seven churches at the time. Church ages. Beloved, whatever you want to say, all of that applies to us now. I'd rather be on the safe side. I'd rather say, Lord, whatever you're telling me, I want to obey every single word in your word. And we see Jesus there, the glorious Son of God, and it talks about His feet like unto fine brass, His eyes as a flame of fire, and His voice is like the sound of many waters. Who hasn't been at the ocean at one time or another and have heard the roar of the waves of the ocean, especially if the wind is strong? One of my favorite places, Point Reyes, in north of San Francisco, those national seashores. It's a very powerful thing, that ocean, as the wind blows across the Pacific and those waves beat upon the shore. That sound drowns out every other sound. You can't shout above it. You're totally engulfed by the sound of it. And beloved, when Jesus speaks in your behalf, his voice is the sound of many waters. No devil, no demon, no spirit of darkness, no sickness, no disease, no infirmity cannot not hear his voice. Yet that same ocean that is so powerful can also be very peaceful and beautiful. But when the waters are stirred, there's a loud crescendo of sound. When they're serene, it's peaceful and more beautiful than words can describe. But Jesus will speak in our behalf sweetly and calmly to his beloved. But he speaks in force and in power and in volume to the forces of darkness. He speaks out against Satan in your behalf, beloved. When he talks to us, it brings peace and serenity of mind, of heart, and of spirit. All the power of his voice is being generated and exercised to the saving of mankind if they will only listen. Are you listening, beloved? Do you hear the master call? If any man hear me, he stands at the door and knocks, and if any man will hear and will open to him, he's not speaking to the unsaved, he's talking to the believer. He will come in and sit down and sup with him, share a meal with you, break bread. He will break with you that living bread. He'll give you to drink of living waters. He'll fill your cup to overflowing with that new wine. Oh, beloved, what we need is the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God that will cause the very word of God to become a flame in our hearts where we can preach the word. We all have our own pulpit. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be evangelist. You don't have to be a street preacher on the corner. Beloved, you have an audience. You have friends, you have loved ones, you have co-workers. You can be stirred by the very power of God. In verse 16, we see Jesus had in his right hand seven stars. And Daniel 12:3 tells us, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And in Revelation 1:20, John wrote that the seven stars are the angels or messengers, or apostles, if you will, of the seven churches. When we believe and accept that the saints are kept in the hollow of his hand, we see that Jesus will never let us go. Brother, sister, hold on to his hand. He's not going to let you go. John 10:29, Jesus was speaking. He said, "My Father, which gave them to me," that's you, brother, that's you, sister, "My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Verse 16 tells us that his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Oh, listen to him. Can you hear him speaking? Malachi 4:2 tells us that unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Beloved, do you want to stay with the impotent folk gathered around waiting for a time when an angel might come and stir the waters? Or do you want to turn your eyes and turn your ears to the man from Blue Galilee who stands before you arrayed in his glory, and he's saying, "Come, child, come, son, come, daughter. What do you want? I am here to minister to you. When I walked this earth through my cross, through my crucifixion, I accomplished everything that is needful for your life, for your godliness, for your growth in the knowledge and revelation of Jesus. Do you want to meet that man? Do you want to move on out and receive directly from his hand as that impotent man so many centuries ago at the pool of Bethesda? Listen, when Jesus prayed to his Father before his crucifixion, he prayed, "Father, glorify thy name." Then came a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. But Jesus answered, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." John 12:28-32. Beloved, we're living in momentous times, and before I run out of time, I want to take a few moments, and if you are desiring that impartation of the Lord, where you are able to reach out just as that impotent man did, whatever area of your life where you feel helpless, where things haven't moved, where you're asking God for his power, his mighty intervention, pray with me now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, and Lord, just as you had compassion on that impotent man, Lord, there were many, many gathered, but it says you only ministered to one. Lord, there are many, many that choose to walk that wide path of destruction. Wide is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way for those who will seek after and will find eternal life, and that you're the only gate and door to the sheepfold. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a divine stirring of their spirit. Lord, that you will touch them in such a powerful way spiritually. You will impart such faith. You will stir up such hope and anticipation in their heart that they will know, that they will know, that they will know that those areas, those concerns, those things that are heavy on their heart, that you have seen and you have heard, and that you will move. Father, I pray for an anointing of God. Lord, that you will stir your people as never before, that we can do those works that you've called us to do. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, to him that believes, even she shall receive from my hand, yea, even a full portion, even a double portion of what I desire to accomplish in and through your life." Receive that impartation, that anointing, that refreshing that you have desired, says the Spirit of the living God. Praise God. Well, beloved, it has been a joy to be able to minister to you this week, and I just ask for your continued prayers and your support, and thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer requests, again, I always do, invite you to note our contact information that the announcer will give. I look forward to receiving your letters. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.